showed she got the gold medal for the team because she she had a broken leg and still like landed perfectly. Now she had a pluck behind to Google her. Oops. Scoozies. Today's farts are provided by Noah's Anus and Sunkissed.
Really gassy.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's really gassy.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 369 of the BFO for Friday, the 3rd of July, 2009, a national holiday for most. And coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has got all kinds of things for you, and to include some music to make you think of America. Everyone, I hope your 3 of July is going well. Y'all, it is the day before the 4th of July, which happens to be the birthday of the baby jar. Yes, that's right. It is the baby jar's birthday on Saturday. And Big Fatty has another friend who has a birthday on the 4th of July also, which of course means nothing except that they were making that first big swim in October. Yeah, that's right. Because, you know, and for those of you that were conceived in July, you were born in, was it what, May? April? April. If you were born in April, then you were conceived in July. So happy first swim to all of you who were making the first swim. Yeah. Meow. Okay, enough of that. Y'all, I am Bug Freddy, and I am having a Bell's palsy seizure. Either that or I'm gassy. Y'all, Thursday was Employee Appreciation Day at the coal mine, and Big Fatty had to hang around and was not able to make it out to the beach in time to partake in the festivities. Larry Klein and I did go out there, made an appearance, but by the time we got out there, it was all pretty much over, so womp womp. We missed out on that, but, you know, that's okay. But, anyway, since I hope most of you are getting the 3 of July off. I hope so, because, you know, since the 4 of July falls on a Saturday, you'd get that off anyway. And so maybe you're getting the 3 of July off instead, you know, because it's a Saturday. I don't know. So, anyway, Big Fatty is off because, you know, we're working those fucking 10-hour weeks. Ugh. No, not 10-hour. We're working those 10-hour days, not 10-hour weeks. God, I wish I worked a 10-hour week. No, I don't. Big Fatty, tell us something we don't know. Y'all, I was watching the television. I was watching The Wipeout. And I hope y'all are watching that also because it's fabulous, y'all. It's just fabulous. And I hope you have also put the Big Brother in your TiVo. But y'all, I was watching, and we have a chain of hamburger places here, in the South called Hardee's, H-A-R-D-E-E-S, and they're called something else in the West. I think they're called, it's not Jack in the Box, but it's, I can hear, Miss West, I hear you yelling it, but I can't hear it quite through my hearing aid. But anyway, it'll come to me. It's got the logo is the star, the smiley star, and it's, is it Jack? No, that's Jack in the Box. That's not Jack's. It's, well, anyway, it's, something else in the West. But y'all, I was watching a commercial for them last night, and they have a new breakfast item that they are beginning to advertise, and I want to just play you the audio from the commercial that I saw last night.
Iced holes.
B-holes.
Bisticles.
Joy balls.
Frosty nuts.
Biznut.
Mouth full of balls.
Creamy balls.
Other happy holes.
Introducing Hardee's Biscuit Holes. What would you call them?
Now, y'all, this is a product that is, they call it a biscuit hole, and it is like a donut hole, except it's made from biscuit, and it's dipped in cinnamon sugar, and then it, and baked, and then you dip it in the ice, a little cup of icing. But, y'all, they are running a contest, and they call it Name Our Holes. I swear to God, they've got a website and everything, nameourholes.com. And y'all, if there's a Hardee's near you, and I still can't remember the name of the place out west, but if there is a Hardee's near you, there's a coupon on the website, so you can print out the coupon. In fact, Big Fatty has printed the coupon, and you get a free six-pack of biscuit holes with the purchase of a Brufkas combo. And it's valid through September the 30th, so there's no rush. There's no rush at all. But y'all, if you would like to name the hole, by the way, have you named your hole? You know, some people name their wee-wee, but I was just wondering, do you name your hole? And I know that I am going to hear about that one, so... Anyway, y'all, before the time gets away from Big Fatty, let's do this.
Make a wish, wish it in a dream, wish it in your heart, and your wish will come true.
Y'all, Big Fatty went by the post office box on Thursday, and lo and behold, there was a package there. Now, I've been expecting a couple of packages, because I've gotten kind of the heads up, Big Fatty, be on the lookout for this. However, that one from Brian from Boston, it must have gone to some post office box in Woodland Hills with the wrong zip code. By the way, the zip code has been corrected for post office box 561 Woodland Hills, California, 91365. That has been corrected over at the Kim Beaver site. So, anyway, but y'all, I've got a package here, and it does not feel like popcorn. So I'm going to open this up now. I don't know what it is. Oh, Jesus. I'm going to open it up right now so y'all can hear this and hear all about it. Oh, Big Fatty, we love it when you open it, and we hear the natural excitement rather than someone opening it in advance. And we don't get to hear the surprise in your voice. Y'all, it feels like some sort of clothing. I'm not looking yet. Oh. Oh. What is this? Ah! Y'all, it is a... y'all, it is like an Atari... It's a t-shirt. It's a black t-shirt. And it says across, and it's those very pixelated letters. It says Bacon Bits, and it looks like an Atari game. And the Atari game is shooting at at these strips of bacon. The little mover is going across the bottom, and it's shooting at pieces of bacon, and the little bacon bits are falling off. That is cute! That is cute as it can be. And y'all, it's a 2X. I think Big Fatty might be able to squeeze into that. And I don't think that there was any kind of note or anything in it. However, y'all, I do believe, and I'm going to go over here and check the mail just to make sure that I give proper credit where credit is due. Because, y'all, this came in from Woot. W-O-O-T. Woot, Woot. woot, woot. No, that was the sat. No, the sound that the little varmint made on the Popeye show was Jeep. That was Jeep, 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 Jeep. You remember Jeep? Y'all, it is indeed from Moose up there in the North Kakalaki. And y'all, I'll tell you now what he said. He said, "Hi, Big Fatty. I saw a t-shirt and had to get it for you. I put your post office box as the shipping address. The shirt is based on the classic Atari game where one shoots space aliens. But instead of aliens, it's a couple of pieces of bacon. Not very well drawn, but you get the general idea. As the guns shoot the bacon, it forms bacon bits. I thought it was cute, but if you don't like it, feel free to wash the Ford explosion with it. It should get to you by Monday." Well, it didn't get to me until Thursday, Moose. So, anyway, have a great day. But, y'all, I didn't know, you know, he described that, but I still couldn't get a picture of it. But now I have a picture of it because it's on the shirt. And, y'all, I will wear that to the Patrick's Pub with pride. Yes, that's right. So, Moose, thank you so much for that. Big Friday always loves a novelty T-shirt. And, y'all, novelty T-shirts are the things. It's what all the kids are wearing. Those Hawaiian shirts are out, y'all. They are out. Novelty T-shirts are in. And if you're still wearing a Hawaiian T-shirt, you're a fuddy-duddy. Just a fuddy-duddy. But if you're wearing a novelty T-shirt, then you are part of the cool kids. That's all I'm going to say. And, y'all, I may wear it to the Patrick's Pub on Thursday night. Because, y'all, Friday is a national holiday for most people, as I've mentioned before. But, anyway, so, Moose, thank you so much for that. And, y'all, Big Freddy just touches himself when he gets all kinds of fun goody things. Okay. Now, y'all, I was going through so thank you, Moose. I was going through the e-letters, and the Goggle Mail now lets you put things aside. By the way, Big Fatty is sending y'all a little gift out tomorrow morning. Is it tomorrow morning? Yeah, 4th of July. 4th of July morning, tomorrow morning. I am going to send you a picture of the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald.
And I can't remember my zip code.
Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And I'm sending you the picture of the sea hag bobblehead doll, y'all. And y'all, it will, if you're not in a good mood for the 4th of July, this nothing says Independence Day celebration like the sea hag bobblehead dancing for you in the hula skirt and the Hawaiian shirt. And y'all, it's a spitting image. It is the spitting image. I'm just telling you. So, anyway. And, so, there you go. But anyway, the goggle e-letters now lets you put, your e-letters into folders. And Big Fatty has, a new folder, and it's called Read on the Show. And, y'all, I'm just going to catch up on some of these so I can delete them. Y'all, Miss Kathy, a while back, wrote to Big Fatty saying that she was playing the lottery. And she was asking if Big Fatty played the lottery. And I do not play the lottery, y'all. But she said that there was a person who won the lotto, who was from a little town north of her. And y'all, would you like to know what the name of that town is? It's called Winter. And y'all, I just think that is the coolest thing. Winter, South Dakota. Winter! And y'all, you know, since today is the Independence Day weekend, you know, you can have a wiener. I wonder if they have wieners in Winter. So, Miss Wes has sent me something, and I'm going to tell you that I'm going to go ahead and give you this ahead of time. Go ahead. I'm going to give you a second to go get your pencils, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all, pull out your calendars, because I want you to mark a couple of Wednesdays for me. I want you to mark Wednesday, July the 8th, and I want you to put a star on Wednesday, July 29th. Now, I'm going to tell you about Wednesday, July 8th now, but y'all, there is going to be a super big surprise coming across the interwebs on Wednesday, July the 29th. And that's all I'm going to say. It's called a tease in the business, y'all. It's a tease. But on Wednesday, July the 8th, something is going to happen that will never, ever happen again. And this, Miss West sent this to me. Just take it in, okay? At 5:06 at 4 a.m., so at 4:05:06, okay, on the 8th of July this year, the time and the date will be 04 for the hour, 05 for the minute, 06 for the second, 07 for the month, 08 for the day, and 09 for the year. 04, 05, 06, 07, 08, 09. Oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, such a consecutive sequence will never, ever happen again. Never, ever happen again. Well, I don't understand why 05, 06, 07, 08, 09, 10. Well, I guess 10 is not a doesn't have an O in it. That's why. Oh, dear Gussie, that's why. Big Patty, you're so smart. So y'all remember that at 6 seconds after 5 minutes after 4 in the morning. Now, Arthur and Scotty will get to experience that long before we do, so they can tell us if the world ends at that time. So thank you, Miss West, for sending that to me. Okay, y'all, Paul, the kitten whisperer, has also sent Big Fatty something. It is the mandel. And that is a man candle. And there are it says here that there are certain female-dominated enterprises that men have longed to break into, like, you know, field hockey, nursing, and beautiful, pain-free childbirth. However, breaking the feminine candle chokehold is Mandel Company. And y'all, they have all these different man scents. Bring Freddy, that sounds dirty. Y'all, these are made completely by hand. And I don't know if this is competing with Soy Candles by Phoebes. But, you know, if that Mike Hip is listening, which he's not, y'all, they have some interesting man aromas. You can do the great outdoors, like the Bass Killer, which is fresh water and fish, the Campfire Smoke and Camp Breakfast, which is bacon, eggs, and smoke, and then move on to other foodstuffs like the meat and potatoes, the Morning Brew, peanut butter, and Vampire Repellent, whose garlicky scent was chosen because the reek of Hugh Jackman's Van Helsing was too rotten. So, y'all, go over there and check out the mandel, okay? I don't know. I'm sure it's on the goggles somewhere. But anyway, mandel. So the man candles. Man stinky candles. All right, well, I've got a few more things to read, y'all. Y'all, I hope you have a fabulous holiday weekend. I know it'll be a long weekend for some of you, but don't forget, Big Fatty is a giver, and he has got it ready. He has got it ready, and remember that the fireworks smell a lot like rotten eggs and
really gassy.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.